Hi, I'm Ken Carroll. These recordings are provided by ChinesePod.com.
This is a Learning 2.08 conference podcast. This and all conference conversations recorded live in September 2008.
Doing these new ways, I realized that I actually could take these new ways and actually turn them into newer ways, different ways of doing things. The actual task itself was, I was teaching a year one theory of knowledge class, and quite traditionally often the students have a paper cognitive journal, so they have a journal and they write in that their thoughts, their reflections. The idea is over the course of the 2 years is to develop their own self-awareness through reflective thought. And so traditionally teachers have done that through journal writing. And so what I wanted to do is I had an idea of, okay, well, we could have a journal, but how could I just use a journal but do something online? And I really wasn't sure what I could do, and I was at first directed to Moodle. And what I did in Moodle is we set up an online journal. And the journal had two parts to it. And if you can get to the journal, you'll be doing well. What I wanted to do, Moodle is a in-house, in-school, online sort of collaborative environment where you can do discussion, but it's only the people who are invited, it's in a sense closed, only the people who are invited can take part in that. And I felt that was really safe, because the whole idea with journaling was that journaling is very, very private, and the idea was the student's personal journal. And so what I thought I would do is I would set up what we call different pages, and every 2 weeks there was an expectation they had to write a private journal reflection. So we set that up, and I thought, let's explore a little bit more and maybe we could actually have some collaborative reflection. And so we set up two aspects. We had the private journal, then we had what we call the group discussion. And students could choose which of those two areas they wanted to go into. Did they want to write in the private area, or did they want to participate in the group discussion? So if you manage to get to the pages, and it's still loading, you can see here we started back in September, and I broke it down into different sessions. And the students had two choices. If I go to the group discussion here, for example, just choose a groups discussion, session 3. Let's see if anything opens. Slow. The idea with the group discussion, students could go in, they could post a topic, and the other students in the class would continue on with the discussion thread. The great thing about Moodle, it was a nice transition for me, because you could set it up so you could have grades, you could actually assess the students, you could give them a grade online, and they really, really liked that. You could go in and give them comments as well. And so it worked really, really well. But what I actually found is that in doing this, the students were very happy to go into the private reflection part. It was the only I could see it and the student could see it. What I found is the students were finding it very, very difficult to go into the group discussion. I thought, I had the assumption that because the students are online chatting all the time, that they would be very comfortable in a discussion type forum, and I was very much mistaken. This was a formal academic type discussion forum, and they had not had experience with that in the past. And it was enormously difficult for the students. First of all, whenever they put something up there, everyone in the class could see it. They felt very, very exposed. We had a couple of students in the class who were very avid and very competent writers, and many of the other students who weren't as strong felt really intimidated by the page-long posts of this really intellectual stuff. It took a lot of time, many, many months, to get the students on board and actually get involved in collaborative discussions. So you can see here is a couple of discussion threads. So this one here is about religion. And you can see that there are 14. Trevor started the thread. He posted something. Yes, Faye.
How did you get to that?
When you go into the page, if you go down to the right-hand side, it says TOK Jordan. Okay. Yeah? Did you find that?
Yeah. Carol Jordan wrote this as online users on the web.
Is my courses on the web? It says TLK and Ms. Jordan.
Did you click on that?
Yeah.
So slow. Just let me be. Do I have to log in first?
Yeah. It's Carol J.O. and the password is 2008.
Oh, right. What, the space or number?
No. And lowercase, yeah. And then,
oh, okay.
So the username is Carol J.O. and the password is 2008.
So
what is this page? That's it. So this is the page. You can click on any of those and see, yeah. So students would have discussion threads, and we worked really, really hard. The one thing that I quite liked about it is that because it was sort of in-house, it was us, I could actually be a teacher too. I could go in line and I could make teacher-like comments on the discussion threads and also in the private reflections, and I felt very comfortable with that. You could set up a grading scale and you could assess the students. The students got a grade, and that was posted as well. So it was very sort of similar to what you might traditionally do maybe with journaling, except it was online and we had the discussion element, which was new. And so you can see there's two parts. The private reflections, unfortunately there's nothing there. One of the problems with Moodle is that you will have, you know, probably at your school an on-site administrator who administrates the site, and someone with administrative privileges actually went in and reset part of my Moodle pages, and I lost all the private reflection that the students had done. So there was nothing I could do. They were gone forever.
Well, but you said on the, if it was a wiki space, you could retrieve, but not on a Moodle.
Yes, in this particular case, no. I was told it was gone for good. So the students started doing that, and then what actually happened is back in February, I went to a sort of a one-hour workshop that Jeff Utek gave about blogging. I knew nothing about blogging at all. I really did not understand it. I heard all these people talking about blogging. So I went along and I sort of wanted to find out what blogging was. And it sort of interested me. And so what I did is went into the discussion thread on that particular day, and I started a discussion. Should we have a TOK blog instead of having a journal? And so the students, we had a lot of online discussion about this. One of the big things that the students were really interested in is they felt that they'd been discussing between themselves for quite a long time, but their audience was very small. And so going to a blog, which is on the web that everyone could see, they really felt that that would actually expand their discussions and their thoughts. They'd be able to hear from other people what other people are thinking. And that was a really, really big push by them. They were quite keen to make that next step into the blog. There were a number of them that they had concerns, because in a Moodle, only the group can see it. On a blog, the whole world can see it. And so there were a lot of discussions initially about our digital profile. You post a blog, it's got your name on it. Anyone in the world can see it if they Google your name. And so the students were very concerned about that whole digital profile aspect. And we spent a lot of time talking about how you write on the web. What sort of profile do we want? What sort of blog do we want? What sort of comments do we want to invite? What are the standards we're going to set for this? And there was a lot of discussions beforehand, before we started blogging. So the kids were really, really enthusiastic. They wanted to give blogging a go. Many of them had never, ever done it before. It was completely new. I had no idea what we were unleashing. And so we started our TOK blog. So we left Moodle. And we went to a blog. This is a class blog. It's not an individual student blog. This blog belongs to, you know, the entire class. And it's online. Anyone in the world can see it. And we moved to this blog. It was very, very hard moving onto a completely online environment. Same concerns about what do I write? How am I going to sound intelligent? what do I write about? These were also very, very big concerns. The kids were really hesitant. They were scared about their digital profile, about what people would think about them, about their writing. Were they going to sound intelligent enough and so on? And we kept working through all of those things slowly as we went. A lot of kids had a lot of problems. I don't tell them what to post on. It's completely open. They post whatever they want to do. And so that was very, very hard for the students to think, well, what can I write that's going to be interesting, that other people are going to want to read? And there was a big shift. In Moodle, they were quite happy to talk about, you know, little problems they had. It was a lot more personal. But when we went out into the world, all of a sudden, they were writing for this huge, big audience, and the whole voice completely changed. There was a lot less of the personal stuff that they had perhaps done in the past, and it was a much different sort of product. They were writing for a very large audience, and a very diverse audience, from many different cultures and religions and so on and so forth. And so it took a while for them to learn how to craft their responses. So we've been working on the blog now for nearly a year. The whole thing with the blog also that was difficult when people read a blog, they want to see fresh content all the time. You know, there's nothing like a website where you go to a site and it's the same old stuff week after week after week. So we had to try and set up a system where we were having fresh information all the time. And we have the tracking system here. And because we wanted to try and develop a readership, that was one of our goals. And so to do that, we had to have, so that when people went to the blog every day to have a look.
This and all Learning 2.08 podcasts are released under a Creative Commons 3.0 share alike license. To learn more about the Learning 2.08 conference, visit our website at learning2cn.ning.com.